Chapter 7. Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then the captain, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, "Behold, even if the Lord should make windows in heaven, can this thing be?" He said, "Behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but shall not eat of it." Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why do we sit here until we die? If we say, 'We will enter the city,' then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we will die also. Now therefore, come, let us go to the host of the Syrians, and if they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." They rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians, and when they came to the outermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, "Behold, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us." Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When these lepers came to the outermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and ate and drank, and carried away silver and gold and clothing, and went and hid it. And they came back, and entered into another tent, and carried away from there also, and went and hid it. Then they said to one another, "We aren't doing the right thing. This is a day of good news, and we hold our peace. If we wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now let's go and tell the king's household." So they came and called to the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and there was no man there, neither voice of man, but the horses tied and the donkeys tied, and the tents as they were." He called the porters, and they told it to the king's household inside. The king arose in the night and said to his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we will take them alive and go into their city.'" One of his servants answered, "Please let's take five of the horses that remain which are left in the city. Behold, they are as the multitude of Israel who are left in it, and they are as the multitude of Israel who are consumed. And let us send and see." They took therefore two chariots with horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, "Go and see." They went after them to the Jordan, and all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. The messengers returned and told the king, "The people went out and plundered the camp of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord." The king appointed the captain on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod on him in the gate, and he died as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. It happened, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, "Two measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, will be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria." And that captain answered the man of God and said, "If the Lord should make windows in heaven, how can such a thing be?" And he said, "Behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but shall not eat of it." It happened even so to him, for the people trod on him in the gate, and he died.